You guys today. So for our first camp over here, this was in China, right? So I would like all of you guys here to go find a partner that is an adult. So not your parents. It cannot be your parents or your older brother. Okay, so I want you guys to find an adult. So go up to a random stranger, make some new friends, and say, hello, nice to meet you. My name is... All right, so that includes everyone over here. Can you guys go and find someone to partner with, please? All right, so once you find your partner, please sit down next to your partner. All right, so Luke, would you like to find yourself a partner? Justin, do you want to find yourself a partner? Rebecca, do you want to go find a partner? We're going to do some little activities today, okay? Justin. Come here. There's 西西姐姐 and Kobe 哥哥 right there if you want to go find a partner. All right, we all do this. Okay? So then over here, we have this picture in China. This is in Zhengzhou, okay? I speak fluent Chinglish. My Chinese is no good. All right, so I'll add a little bit of Chinese words. All right, okay. 所以你可以看到我们在郑州的时候,这个房间,他们的 worship the place 并不大。 This is equivalent to an apartment building. So they had two apartment buildings, one for the adults, one for the children. But even though their place was so small and everyone was sitting like, you know, next to each other, like if you elbow slightly, you'll elbow someone because there's someone standing there. But you can imagine how close everyone is to each other. And the one word I got out of the whole experience out of the 2 weeks is inspiration. It was inspiring. Because you can see that over here in Canada, we're sitting in church right now, and look at this beautiful building we have right now. And then now imagine if we cut up this room into four, and then we only had 1/4 of it for everyone to fit in here. That's what it was like in Zhengzhou. But yet everyone, nobody complained about, oh, it's too hot to worship God. Nobody said, we don't have enough instruments to worship God properly. Everyone was willing to worship God, and everyone raised their hands in worship and said, God, I love you. That's inspiring. All right, so now that we all have our partners, you can only have, it has to be paired, groups of two, so it can't be a group of three. Sorry, Mike. All right, so Joseph, can you maybe go behind? You can go with Xiaopeng Ai. All right, so what I want you to do, children, raise your hand if you're a child. Or that's if you're 5 to 12. Okay, you have your partner, right? So I want you to raise a hand like this and show off your muscles. Okay, everyone has their muscles. Now, the adult partner, okay? If you are the adult partner, raise your hand and show off your muscles. So what we're going to do, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to have an arm wrestle. We're going to see who wins, okay? So adults, you're not allowed going easy on the children. And children, you have to try your hardest. Are you ready? On your marks, get set. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All right, so. Okay, adults, you can stop pretending now. Beat them. Do it. Okay, good job. All right, Matthew, you can do it. Oh, okay. Matthew's down. So then I will use this as an example later, so bear with me. All right, everyone, sit back up. We're done. Time's up. All right. So then over the first 5 days, we had a camp, and there wasn't a lot of people. But then the message that we were delivered is a message that in Canada, I believe every one of you guys know. Can we all recite John 3:16 with me? Are you ready? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." So here in Canada, we all know that, right? We all know that verse, growing up from little to big, yes? So then when we went to Zhengzhou, however, they didn't have that opportunity to grow. Not everyone had that opportunity to grow up with the Bible. So see how privileged we are here. So for example, remember when we did the arm wrestle? For those of you who were not participating, who do you think won? The adults, right? 肯定是 right? Because first of all, they've grown up from being this little to this big, right? They've worked out, they've exercised, they've gotten the chance to like practice their muscles, right? And plus they're just bigger in size to start with. They have this advantage over the children. But Timothy won. But Timothy, how many sports do you participate in? So many, many, right? We as Canadians, we have this same advantage over these people who do not have this access to church, this access to the Bible. If you look on the top, in the middle, or you know the top row of people wearing orange and white shirts, the boy in the middle over there, he traveled 3 hours just to come to our camp to learn more about God. And then afterwards, his parents weren't here. He stayed over with the staff working there. So he was alone for a whole week, 3 hours away from home, just to attend our camp. But then we come back. We're in Canada right here. We have access to church. It's a 20-minute, 15, 10-minute drive away. How inspiring is it? If you think about, is anyone really good at math here? Do we have any... Anybody? All right. So let's think about it this way. How many hours do we have in a day?
Matthew? 24.
24 hours. And how many days do we have in a week?
7.
What's 7 times 24? Anyone good at math? 168. Okay. And then you take this 2 hours that we are at church for. 2 divided by 168. Anyone good at math? That's about 0.0114, I believe. So it's not even 0.1. We spent this amount of time at church to honor God. It was very inspiring to see that these people would travel over 2 hours every week just to go to church compared to our time here. And then we move over to Taiwan. This was a similar experience. All these people, they had parents who had to work. But, you know, if you don't work, you don't get paid. And if you don't get paid, it would be hard to live by. But however, they still took this time every single week to go to church. So I hope out of this experience, us, the congregation here at Ottawa River of Life Christian Church, we can really learn from them and we can really honor this time we have with God every single week. So then here's just a couple more pictures. So over here we have our worship. During our worship, I saw that everyone was really into it. Everyone was really willing to talk to God and get to know God. And if you see here, they were all praying in their hearts to God as we sang along in worship. And that's really inspiring. So I hope for the children who are here today, we can really learn from them. And we can really learn to honor God and to worship God as we should. All right, so then I believe our time is up for today. So then we can close up in prayer, and then we will go to class. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our time that you have given us today to learn more about you. Please open our hearts and prepare us as we go on to Sunday school, and please bless the teachers and give them the wisdom and guide them to teach us what we need to learn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So thank you.
So thank you, Annie. So all the kids dismissed for your Sunday school.
Okay. 当我们孩子出去的时候的话，大家也请把生命和家事打开。我们有几项简单的报告。我们今天下午的话，我们会有我们小组长还有同工的就是这个双约会那请弟兄就请同工们预留这个时间一同参加。3点到5点的话，我们一同在这个教会327 Steeple Hill 那边，好不好？好。然后接下来 ，You lost， 好，那接下来 我们下个礼拜六的话哈，我们会有这个实习小组长的这个训练啊。那虽然叫做实习小组长啊，那因为我们小组是小组教会啊，那如果大家愿意在。